Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
107 apiece, 2:10 left fourth quarter. Jones going upstairs and thrown down a two-handed slam. Mattis Mazzellis eating some rim.
That was a great dunk right there because Mattis mistimed the jump and kind of threw it down on the rim but powered it through anyway.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Mattis Mazzellis, posterizing people. There he is. That was from the Bulls radio network. That's us. Chuck and Bill on The Score. Let me tell you something else. This is radio professional segue, mister. Tonight, the Bulls are on the road to take on the Orlando Magic. Chuck Swirsky and Bill Wennington have your pregame coverage starting at 5:45. Tip-off is at 6 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Playing Orlando. In Orlando, let's go down to Orlando and welcome back to the show Julia Poe of the Chicago Tribune. She's joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Julia, thanks for taking time out today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So, nice coming out party for Mattis Mazzellis. Nice coming out party for Josh Giddey. And for a kind of a new-look Bulls team, I guess, I don't know. You wrote about they want to be tougher. They're still centering themselves on that, stealing themselves from that, as it were. So what are your takeaways from the opening game in against Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, I think first what you led in with just the way that Mattis Mazzellis came out in that opening game, I think was very encouraging for the Bulls, not just for this season, but for many, many seasons in the future. There's a lot that you can focus on about what's important for the Bulls this season. They do need to get tougher. They need to figure out kind of what the future looks like with Josh Giddey, with Coby White, with a lot of these young players. But the centerpiece of all of that is Mattis and kind of what he can grow into this year.
Julia, the acquisition, it seems to have all started when the Heat abused them. They just ragdolled them in the play-in, as the Heat are wont to do, and or at least want to do to the Bulls. And then Isaac Okoro's acquisition seemed to be aimed at, well, he's tough, he'll take charges, this is what we want. He's going to make us all, like he's going to be tough for everybody. And I'm thinking, this isn't the NHL. You don't have your enforcer out there and it's only one guy and you send him out for a shift and he's going to bloody somebody. So I don't know how is this being transferred to all the other players, whatever he's doing or whatever the coaches want, the rest of the Bulls play. How do you make guys who haven't shown they're tough be tough?
Definitely. No, it's a great point, because there isn't necessarily that, not just culture, but there's not really a mechanism in basketball where one guy can do it all on defense. And that has been true for the Bulls for a long time. You saw that with defenders like Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso. They can't do everything. I think what they can do, and what someone like Isaac Okoro can do, is they can set a standard. They can create a visual example for other players, young players who have the capacity to improve their defense, to really see, okay, this is what that looks like. This is what that effort looks like every single play in practice in a game. And for the Bulls, this team does feel like players like Matas, players like Ayo Dosunmu, even players like Patrick Williams, they feel like there are these guys who can elevate that defensive side of the game, but they need to have a strong core example of what that looks like physically in front of them day in, day out. So I think that's what Isaac is. He is a player who individually will improve their defensive profile, but he will also create kind of that visual learning example of, okay, this is what that looks like for players like, for instance, Matas, who is very, very individually good on defense, but still struggling to kind of consistently do those little things game in, game out, play in, play out.
My guest is Julia Poe. She covers the Bulls for the Tribune. The Bulls are in Orlando tonight, and Vooch is down there hitting corner threes already, because that's what he does, or that's what he did in Orlando. So he had himself a game, Vooch did, and he's for whatever else, whatever the criticisms are about his defense, and he's not necessarily a rim protection guy, there's a calmness about him. And I don't know if it seems as though that's a necessary part when you have a Giddy's still kind of young, Mata certainly is young. It seems as though that's a necessary thing, his calm. And if things get run through him, the offense still works. I don't know how much the Bulls are going to set themselves up that way. Do you know, is what we saw Wednesday an example of what's to come?
Yeah, I think it's interesting with Vooch because, you know, he's been pretty open about the fact that this is not necessarily where he sees himself long term. He's nearing at least a latter chapter of his career and has been very open to an understanding of a lot of trade talk around, you know, his position with the Bulls for what feels like years now at this point. And yet the offense that this team installed last year is kind of the perfect offense for how he plays right now. It gives him a lot of kind of movement at the nail, allows him to be a facilitator, lets him get up a lot of threes, which he's been shooting really efficiently. And so, like you said, I think that is bringing out this really good version of him on offense. The question, I think, is just whether he can maintain that. That was not something that he was necessarily able to do for all of last season, but, you know, for all of the kind of different issues that Vooch has been having in terms of the defense, his role with the team, he is really excelling in that offense. And I think that that is a really helpful balance for some of these other players that are kind of trying to figure out what it means to be a primary scorer.
I'm not sure if I misheard or misread that Billy Donovan, the coach, was talking about ramping up the pace, even mm-hmm. greater pace for a team that seemed to be as breathless as possible last year. Did I hear that right? And how do they do that, actually?
That is a great question. I think that that is the hard thing about being a high-tempo team, is that you basically always have to be trying to play faster. So you can't let yourself get bogged down and be like, okay, we're playing fast enough, that's enough. You always have to be trying to, like you said, be out of breath and ramp it up even more, try to kind of hit that next level. So there is obviously going to be a limit on the pace that any team can play, especially if you want to keep your errors and your mistakes and your turnovers down. But yes, this team is always going to be trying to be on that bleeding edge of how quick that they can play, because they do struggle in the half court. They do really need to be moving the ball at a really high tempo to make all of this work. So don't be surprised to hear that rhetoric throughout the season. They're just always going to be trying to play as fast as they can.
Well, it certainly is more entertaining. It was, even though they're the same playoff team and they really look like this, I mean, play-in team. And it looks like the same kind of thing this year, but at least it's a more entertaining version of being a play-in team. I just didn't know how you get any faster. and who that benefits. Is the greater pace, greater tempo meant to take away from a team that doesn't have a whole lot of great individual defenders? Is that meant to deodorize that?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I mean, this is a team that really does not have, they talk about this often, they do not have a lot of capacity for isolation play. They are a team that is trying to be very good off the catch, which means that they need to be moving the ball very quickly. So a lot of that high tempo is just about wanting the ball to be moving quickly, because you don't have a lot of guys that necessarily should be putting the ball on the floor for a lot of dribbles in a row. So I think that that tempo is very reflective of how young this group is, of the fitness level that they're trying to keep, and like you said, of some of those defensive weaknesses as well. It's just kind of them trying to stay ahead of their opponent, recognizing that in many games, outrunning them is the only way that they can really kind of keep throwing punches back.
How will you evaluate Josh Giddey this year and progress and improvement and value to the Bulls?
Definitely. I mean, I think a huge part of it is seeing whether the end of last season was real or not. I talked a lot last year, wrote a lot last year about how it seemed like there were kind of two versions of Josh. One was the version before the All-Star break, and the other was the version of him afterwards. And if the version of him that existed on this team after the All-Star break last year, if that's real, if that's who he is now, that is a success for the Bulls and for Josh individually. But he has to prove that he can actually maintain that in games that matter, in games that opposing teams are trying to win. That was not the version of him that showed up in the play-in tournament. So I think just being able to have that level of offensive effectiveness while still being competent on the defensive side, if he can do those two things, that is going to be a great sign, a great foundation for the Bulls with this new deal they've locked him into.
I remember talking with Chuck Swirsky near the end of last season and saying that the best thing to happen to Josh Giddey was the trade of Zach LaVine, in that he suddenly had more ownership, or it was thrust upon him, and he reacted well to it. He acted like the point guard, but there wasn't a ball stopper. If there was a ball stopper, it might have been him to figure out where it had to go next. And I think he became a different player, which coincides with the demarcation of the All-Star game. I don't know that Josh has ever spoken of that directly to Zach LaVine, about Zach LaVine, but things changed with that trade. The team could adopt a different look, almost chameleon-like in that way. We can be different. The ball's not going to stop. That's really what happened, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is a very astute observation. And, you know, players are always going to be really careful, and Josh does this, of not wanting to attribute, well, I got better because this guy left. Like, no player's ever going to come out and say that. But he has been very, very open about the fact that when the offense opened up, Josh got to be himself. That's the kind of wording that he will always use when talking about it. And I think that's true. I think the question for the Bulls moving forward is, okay, can he do that while Matas is growing up into this new version of himself? If we bring in a new star, can Josh continue to be himself alongside that person? You know, there's questions there of, okay, great, you're able to be yourself when it's you and Kobe White and you guys are out there and just having to do all of it on your own with Vooch as well. What does that become when you have some young players who are growing into roles, or when you're having to do more with a star that you bring in? That's kind of the next question for Josh. But this year gives him a little bit of a runway to figure that out before you necessarily have a new arrival of kind of that new co-star.
Julia Poe of the Tribune is my guest, talking Bulls here. Bulls play the Magic tonight. Before I let you go, Julia, the NBA betting scandal, the indictments and arrest, Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones. What has been the talk? What have the Bulls players had to say about it? What have been their thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, for the Bulls, this is a team, obviously, that's a little bit more detached from it. Obviously, other teams around the league, you'll have players who have been closer teammates or have, had someone as a coach, that sort of thing. I think the main thing that we're hearing from players, though, is that betting and gambling stresses them out. They hear about parlays every single time that they are playing a game. They hear it being yelled at them by fans. Vooch has often told a kind of funny story about how he has had fans Venmo request him when they lost on a parlay bet, and he quickly put his Venmo on private, so please don't go try to find him. You won't find him. But, you know, it's stuff like that. It's part of their daily life, and for most of them, they hate it. Like, they don't like the way that it has changed how fans interact with the sport and interact with them as human beings. And so I think there's this underlying level of frustration for athletes about how they're even supposed to engage with this massive part of the industry. And it changed so quickly over the last, what, like 5-6 years. So yeah, I think there's just a certain level of anxiety and frustration. And that's what we hear from players really whenever you talk to them about gambling, whether there's a scandal or not happening. It stresses a lot of them out, and I think they don't really know how to engage with it in that sense.
Wow. That's a look. That's yet another part of the – it may not involve the Bulls. No Bulls players were involved. I think Rozier's game pulled himself out. It was against the Bulls. But the fact that you could be so removed from it, but people can bet on your overs, on your unders, and they're going to let you hear about it, I can understand why players would not want to – be that close to the people at courtside. People at courtside, you have enough money, don't bet on them. Then don't talk to
exactly.
them, right? There you go. Julia, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Julia Poe of the Tribune, talking Bulls. And I remember, I want to say it was 1984, I was in L.A., rotisserie baseball was just starting to hit. And that rotisserie baseball, parents tell your kids, that was what would become fantasy sports. But guys in New York wrote the fantasy, La Rotisserie was the restaurant. They hatched this idea, and rotisserie baseball was it. And I did a story for the LA Daily News about guys getting chosen. Do they hear anything from people who own them on their rotisserie teams? And most of them didn't know what it was. But Tom Candiotti said, I heard somebody yelling at me, you're killing my rotisserie team. Because I don't know what he's talking about. But I said, you're an idiot for picking me. That's what Tom Candiotti said. So, but now it's a little more serious. By the way, this note, seats are still available for upcoming Bulls games at the United Center. Watch as the Bulls play Trae Young and the Hawks on October 27th. And as Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan return with the Kings on October 29th. Get seats at bulls.com/tickets. Take a break when we come back. World Series between two teams that spent more than the Cubs on player payroll. We'll talk about it. And we'll bring you Nostradamus. He's telling the future. He told the future last night. We have tape. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. Okay, it sucks, but it's free, right? Isn't that great? Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up. even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. Though his mind is not for him.
That's World Series music. That is the soundtrack of the World Series. Rush and Geddy Lee, Blue Jays season ticket holder. Geddy Lee, a passionate baseball fan, got memorabilia, got so mad during the pandemic when the Blue Jays stopped, when they started doing simulcasts, and he wrote a letter to the Globe and Mail. He was angry. Radio is a part of baseball. It's a whole different thing than television. This is a sad thing you've done. Geddy Lee, Rush is doing. They're going on tour next year. He was smart enough as a Blue Jays fan not to schedule tour dates in October. Geddy Lee.
It's a savvy Rush. Fan right there.
Yeah. So the news, I'll get back to the World Series in a minute, but news of the day, in case you haven't heard, Lamar Jackson out tomorrow against the Bears. That was the word from the Baltimore Ravens. So Tyler Huntley, who beat the Bears, he was a winning quarterback. He didn't do it, but he had a passer rating of like 76. He really didn't do it. He threw a pick. No, it was sacked six times, and the Bears still lost at home to the Tyler Huntley quarterbacked Ravens in 2021. He'll be the starter tomorrow for the Ravens. And after this, coming up, we have a special Wake and Bake Club report.
Listen, we're talking about practice.
Yeah.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
All kinds of numbers coming up in the World Series. Like, it had been 11,689 days since the World Series was in Toronto. And boy, did it make a comeback with a 9-run sixth inning. Third most in baseball history, third highest scoring inning in baseball history in the World Series. And it was highlighted by a first, an all-time first. Barger hits a grand slam, comes off the bench, hits a grand slam for Toronto in that sixth inning. The first pinch grand slam in World Series history. Suddenly, he became a household name when a guy was sleeping on a teammate's couch the night before for whatever reasons. Like, who could have seen that coming? I'll tell you who saw that coming. Dan Plesac saw that coming. Former Cub, local guy, former, and he'd done White Sox games this year. Dan Plesac, on the MLB Network pregame show, was asked to give an impact player, an X factor, what to look for, things like that. We do that. Everything happens in the media is like X factor, secret. What are the surprises, right? I'm emphasizing pregame show. This is the pregame show. This is before the game. This is what Dan Plesac said.
bad intentions. Addison Barger, not in the starting lineup, but he will come off the bench and be a left-hander off the bench. And I'm telling you what, he's going to run into one, and the Rogers Center is going to come unglued.
You picked a guy that's not in the starting lineup.
Not in the lineup. He is going to come. He's going to get a pinch hit at bat in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning, and he's going to send this place into a frenzy.
Wow. He got it in the sixth. And boy, did he send it into a frenzy. Addison Barger's grand slam, first ever. And the first grand slam in the postseason, I believe, since Miggy Montero against the Dodgers. I think the last four grand slams in postseason play, three of them have been against the Dodgers. Last night, Barger, Miggy, and... I can't think of it. Lewis's name. I can't think of it. He played for the Reds, and they did it against the Dodgers. And then Ricky LaDee for the Yankees, I think against the Red Sox. Did you notice some familiar names in the Blue Jays lineup? I'm bringing this up for a reason. Guerrero, Bichette, and Varsho were in the starting lineup. That was also a first in World Series history. Three sons of former players starting for one team. That's Vlad Guerrero, Dante Bichette, and Gary Varsho. Those are the dads. If Varsho sounds familiar, Cub fans, he's the son of former Cub Gary Varsho, Dalton Varsho, and you're officially old. Varsho homered off Blake Snell to get the Jays back in the game. They were down 2-0. He tied it up 2-2. Snell hadn't surrendered a homer since August 29th, the first he had given up to a left-hander all year. That's what happens in the World Series. That kind of stuff happens. But here's what happens in baseball. This is how baseball DNA, this is how it turns back on itself, how it just becomes part of the pastiche. And Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com had said Joe Carter's Game 6 walk-off home run in what had been the most recent World Series game played in Sky Dome, or whatever they're calling it now, came against the Phillies. Came with Darren Dalton catching for the Phillies. Gary Varsho would become Darren Dalton's teammate and develop such a relationship that he named his son Dalton. How baseball turns back on itself. And there's Dalton Varsho homering in the park where his namesake, the man after whom he was named, watched Joe Carter hit one of the legendary home runs in the World Series history. Heading into Game 5, and the Dodgers have Blake Snell pitching, right? He was great. All the Dodger starters were against the Brewers, right? Heading into Game 1, the Dodgers had allowed 18 hits and just 5 runs in 5 games. And it was the only time in MLB history that in the span of 5 games, a team had allowed 5 or fewer runs and 20 or fewer hits. And there was Blake Snell getting tagged for 5 runs in 5 innings, just matching that figure right there. Mark Lewis, that's the name. I couldn't come up with it. Mark Lewis, that's the Red. He did it against the Dodgers. And Barger spikes by now, by the way, are headed to the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool. Yeah. This World Series is being competed between two teams with bigger payrolls than the Cubs. I don't know what that does for you, Cub fans, because it's easy to root against the Dodgers. Oh, my God, they're going to ruin baseball. Well, this should be what you want your team to be, your organization to be, your owner to be. You should want all of that. But there's the Blue Jays. Can you imagine an underdog with a $280 million payroll or whatever it is? An underdog in a World Series to a team with a bigger payroll than the Cubs in the third largest market? Really? That's quite the story. And there was this at the end of the game. They're like, I can see why you might not have stuck around. I mean, that nine-run inning, and it's 9-2, and it's 11-4, and you go, all right, forget it. At one point, if you remember, a couple years ago, Blue Jays fans were tracking flights from Southern California. They thought Shohei was on that flight. He was going to land in Toronto. He was going to become the newest Blue Jay, and it would be blue skies for the Blue Jays. Instead, Shohei never got on the plane. He just went across town from the Angels to the Dodgers. He's wearing Dodger blue. So he shows up in Toronto in Dodger togs, and he's playing in a World Series. So he hit a home run, which you kind of expect from him these days in the postseason, but it was inconsequential. It didn't matter. And then he came up in the ninth inning. If you didn't stick around, the Toronto Blue Jays fans, who stuck around because they weren't going to leave an 11-4 game, were chanting. They began chanting, "We don't need him. We don't." We don't need it. I love it. That is just so great. Toronto fans, that's the way to do it. John Schneider, the manager of the Maple Leafs, or the Blue Jays. I keep wanting to say the Maple Leafs because Vlad Guerrero, if you're Canadian, A, and you understood what was going on, that the Blue Jays were trying to get to the World Series, and there's Vlad Guerrero Jr., wearing an Austin Matthews Maple Leafs jersey. And everybody across Canada, certainly in Toronto, and you have to say it, Toronto, T-R-A-N-A, Toronto, everybody in Toronto was horrified because the Maple Leafs choke all the Game 7s. And here's Vlad Guerrero Jr. wearing an Austin, I love Austin Matthews. He's terrific. I love watching him. I love the porn mustache he has. He's great. Wonderful hockey player. But you can see why people in Toronto were horrified that Vlad Guerrero Jr. is wearing that jersey.
It's a bad omen, man.
And then they won Game 7. Vlad's impervious to that kind of Maple Leaf pain. So I'm confusing the Maple Leafs and the Blue Jays. But I love the way Austin Matthews returned the favor the next night, and he walks into a Maple Leafs game wearing a Vlad Guerrero jersey. At least he can get with a winner who can win Game 7. That's what you do. John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, has had a good time with the whole Shohei thing. Thought he'd be managing him, and no. So at one point, he asked Shohei for the Blue Jays hat that they gave him. He said, "Can we have the hat back?"
You can't really think about what if. You know, you think about the 26 that we have. He's a great player. I'll say it again. I hope he brought his hat, the Blue Jay hat that he took from us in our meeting. I hope he brought it back finally. But and the jacket for decoy. You know, it's like, give us our stuff back already. But
I love that. Give us our stuff back. That dog jacket decoy's not. No, you don't get that. Give it back.
Shohei said it's in his garage somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. He left it with the guy who's betting him. He's going to have to sell it to pay all the betting debts. All right, I love that stuff. This is the Blue Jays and the Dodgers and the World Series. There's always stuff like this that comes out of it. Great color, great numbers, remarkable things. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, it sounds like the 708 texture, enough with the Dodgers. Sorry, that's what they're called. They even embraced it to the point that at Dodger Stadium, you can get a Dodger dog. It has queso and jalapenos on it. A Dodger dog. So, sounds like 708 Club could use a visit. 708 could use a Wake and Bake Club meeting. BYOB, bring your own bong. You could use some. You should chill out, dude. That's what I think you should do. And it's a very special one. It has some audio. It has some iconic, has classic audio. Along with the new product. So I'll bring that Before we get out of here at 2 o'clock on Saturday, Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Suck it, big dumper! Suck it, big dumper!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There's something important I was supposed to do today.
Dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
Wake and Bake Club.
I love weed.
I smoke weed every second of every day.
Hey, I am your stoner.
Even Smokey the Bear is going, only you can... I knew this.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open up the door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
I had the flu one time. Did a gummy bear. I was like... breakfast at Bernie's, you know, the dead guy.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to a party, and I went to the party, and they sat me in a chair, and people got sat beside me, took pictures, and I'm sitting there like, breakfast at Bernie's.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome to the Wake and Bake Club meeting this Saturday. Saturday Suckage. I was almost that. Wasn't quite paralyzed, sweating like crazy. Had some kind of Verano pre-roll that had more than I could handle, apparently, or I just did it wrong. I've always been bad at weed, but that's just the way it goes. And I'm having my auditor like, okay, take my socks off. Okay, I'm sweating. Take the shirt off. Okay, take all these off. Help me to bed. I need. I'm done. That's it.
Call it quits.
Nobody was taking pictures of me. No, that's not it. And taking pictures of Ben John. You think Ben Johnson will pull a shirt off tomorrow in Baltimore and Wiener Circle will pay off another? Think he'd do it in the locker room when he gives a game ball to Caleb Williams?
I don't know if he will. He seems like he's too, like, intense of a guy to do it. But then maybe he will,
he's
right?
Wild in the locker room afterward.
That's
there's
true.
An intensity, but there's a wild. All right, we'll see. Hot dogs hanging in the balance. By the way, speaking of that, tomorrow, and Lamar Jackson's out, if you missed the news, he is out. Ravens have said he's not playing tomorrow. Join the Score and Circus Sports Illinois tomorrow at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will host our pregame show from there, 9 to noon. And then they'll have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That's tomorrow, Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. All right, this special version of the Wake and Bake Club. Let me start by saying this. Signature sneakers are so last week. Look who now has a signature line of hemp beverages.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
That's right. Allen Iverson, the answer. He's the right answer. He's the original AI. The Iverson line of hemp drinks will initially be available at Circle K's. North Carolina, South Carolina, and the Banana Republic of Florida. You can purchase the Allen Iverson sneaker box. See what they're doing there? They're putting a four-pack of limited edition collectible hemp drinks. It's packaged to resemble a premium sneaker box, which is what everybody used to sell. The variety pack blends Iverson's legendary impact on sports and fashion with a cutting edge of beverage innovation. The Iverson collection includes a bottle named Crossover. Now that's appropriate, right? Nice, yeah. But come on, shouldn't there be an offering called Practice? Or not a game? Right? We talking about practice? In a press release, Iverson says, "I've always stood for being authentic and disrupting the game and disrupting practices, or by not showing up." Quote, "Now Circle K has the real AI, and with my drinks, we're giving people something bigger than just a product. It's culture in a can. It's actually 10 milligrams of THC in each can, if that's your culture.
Smoke weed every day."
And while we're at it, there's some Target stores in Minnesota, of all places. Well, you can understand why Target's based there, but they will begin selling THC-infused canned drinks at a handful of Target stores there. I guess that they're targeting those stores to see how that goes. And we're dealing with THC-infused drinks at Target and Circle K's. Okay.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Advertisements and social media posts from the marijuana retailer, the travel agency, had been promoting the launch of Pigeon Project. This is such a great story. A business said it would involve a fleet of 20 birds trained to fly cannabis to adults in Manhattan and Brooklyn beginning next year. In a press release, the company said it completed a successful test trial with pigeons adorned with mini backpacks. The announcement said the birds would be able to carry up to 1 gram of marijuana per delivery.
This is so cool.
From one of the co-founders of the travel agency, quote, "As the travel agency, it's only natural we'd explore all modalities of travel for our delivery service, even pigeons. And being in New York City, we thought there's no better courier than the ever-present and beloved pigeon. The press release about the test trial said that the cannabis carrier pigeon program is not about putting birds to work. It's about reimagining delivery with a very New York sense of ingenuity. Outlets from Fox 5 in New York to Time Out ran with the story. The retailer confirmed that the pigeon program was simply a marketing stunt. It wasn't true. Outlets ran with the idea of carrier pigeons for okay. You ever been to a dispensary? I'm sure somebody in one of those places has been to a...
Yes.
Really? Right? And what do you do the first thing that you walk into a dispensary? What
you
do they
give
want?
Your ID.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they shoot it with a gun. Here's the ID gun. We got proof of it, right? All right. All right. I mean, it's a great idea, and it wasn't true, but it's so true of animal rights groups that they will be involved. Megan Walton from the Pigeons for Miles Avian Sanctuary said that even though it ended up being a gimmick, quote, it's still very upsetting to even conceptualize a campaign like this, centering on exploiting pigeons. Are you bleeping kidding me? I'm just going to leave it right there. That's it.
And I called it cool.
That's it. And I will say to the other outlets and people, the old journalism motto, if your mother says she loves you, check it out. But it's a great story. Cannabis pigeon carrier.
Smoke pigeon. Weed every day.
Cannabis carrier pigeons. We're right there. All right. I think on that note, we're going to need to leave. If there's any reason to stick around, I haven't heard it. Who do we thank today, Sean, besides you? Should I thank you?
No.
No? All right, Sean Sears, I won't. We're going to thank, let's see, who do we thank? Oh, Phil Thompson, the Tribune.
Phil was great.
Julia Pose, the Tribune. We're talking Bulls. Bulls in Orlando tonight here on The Score. Tip-off is at 6. Jay Zawoski was here talking puck, CHGO.
He saved hockey.
He did. Cordell Woodland. 105.7 Point the Game, Bears Ravens. He works in Baltimore. And I want to thank all of you people who tolerated me. If nobody important listened, I'll be back next week on The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement.
not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.